This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House dismissed a Friday meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the leaders unveiled a strategic alliance geared against the United States. Xi and Putin, both of whom have been criticized by the United States for their foreign and domestic policies, issued a joint statement underscoring their displeasure with what they called interference in the internal affairs of other countries. The joint statement proclaimed a new China-Russia strategic friendship, in their words, that, quote, has no limits and no, quote, forbidden areas of cooperation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters later Friday, what we have control over is our own relationships and the protection of our own values, and also looking for ways to work with countries even where we disagree. In the meeting, Xi endorsed Putin's demands to end NATO expansion and get security guarantees from the West. Meanwhile, Moscow voiced its support for Beijing's stance that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. China chose a cross-country skier born in the troubled Xinjiang region to be a joint final torchbearer at the climax of the Winter Olympics opening ceremony Friday night. Campaigners say that at least 1 million, mostly Muslim minorities, have been incarcerated in what are called re-education camps in Xinjiang, where China is also accused of forcibly sterilizing women and imposing forced labor. After initially denying the existence of the camps, Beijing said they were vocational training centers aimed at reducing the appeal of Islamic extremism. The U.S. and lawmakers from multiple Western nations have accused China of carrying out a genocide against its Muslim minorities. VOA News. The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council has ordered various armed groups to leave major towns in the nation's troubled Darfur region to be replaced by a new hybrid defense force. The new force is to be made up of government troops and those armed groups that signed a peace accord in 2020. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan told reporters Wednesday that within this week, fighters unaffiliated with that hybrid force would be expected to vacate major towns and assemble at designated areas in Darfur. The effort is meant to pave the way for the joint force to take control of security in Darfur's major towns. In Canada, Ottawa police vowed on Friday to crack down on what officials are calling an increasingly dangerous protest by hundreds of truckers who have shut down the center of the Canadian capital for 8 days to demand an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The well-organized blockade, which police say has relied partly on U.S. funding, is unprecedented by Canadian standards. Ottawa's police chief warned hundreds more truckers were planning to enter the city this weekend, saying, quote, this remains an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration. Protesters in the downtown core remained highly organized, well-funded, extremely committed to resisting all attempts to end the demonstration safely, the police chief added. He said he and other top officials had received death threats, likened the protest to the January 6, 2021 riots in Washington, D.C., when hundreds of people stormed the U.S. Capitol in a bid to overturn President Joe Biden's election victory. France said Friday it will help its ally, the United Arab Emirates, secure its airspace following drone and missile attacks by Yemeni rebels. The UAE announced the interception and destruction on Wednesday of three hostile drones, its words, which followed three previous drone and missile attacks claimed by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels since January 17th. The UAE's staunch ally, the United States, has deployed a warship and fighter planes to help protect the Middle East financial and leisure hub, which is usually a safe haven in the volatile region. Pakistani security forces said they were conducting search operations Friday to flush out militants suspected of hiding near two military bases attacked by insurgents on Wednesday, which killed 7 soldiers and 13 of their own. It was the latest violence in southwestern Pakistan. The attacks were the biggest in recent years by ethnic insurgents. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.